No.
Loud. Okay. Are you okay?
I'm eating ice cream.
Okay. Do you want to do the introduction?
No, you do it. I'm eating.
Hola. I'm
Bonjour.
Metzko. Bonjour. Hola. I am Metzko. She is Psycho, the disaster child. I'm not letting that go.
Oh my God.
Hello.
안녕하세요.
Hi.
Konnichiwa.
We completely fucked over English and started just rambling in different languages.
Привет.
So, okay. So, today's topic,
Is that we don't have one.
yes,
So let's
exactly.
look it up for it.
I have just now watched a video from The Odd Ones Out about the TikTok trend, reality shifting. Do you know something about that? Do you use TikTok?
Wait. Oh my God.
What do
I
you know
found
about it?
yes, I watched before yesterday before I went to sleep.
Yes.
I watched a TikTok and this woman was like, "You can shift your reality." And I couldn't download it, so I screen recorded. So I have it, and I was like, should I try it tomorrow? What if demons come or like you know like I was kind of scared because you know I have I'm a little scared of like just like these wave noises.
You're scared of wave noises?
Like you know these the what is it called?
The German
these weird noises to hypnotize some people and stuff like that, you know? You know what I mean?
No.
Fuck you.
I can't imagine them. Meow, meow,
Yeah, like
meow,
yo.
meow. Do you mean those?
Yeah, like kind these kind of sounds.
Okay.
And I'm a little bit like bisschen Angst habe ich davor.
The German came out again.
Yeah.
What do you know about that reality shifting? Because I have just watched a 7-minute rant from The Odd Ones Out, which is mostly comedy, so I don't
I
know
don't know.
much about it.
I don't know what to think about it. You know? Because I don't know if it's really works. I want to try it.
I don't know what it is. Can you explain?
No.
No.
Just being honest, I can't explain, but I can Google.
So basically, what I understood from the short rant is that you somehow, with meditation or whatever you're doing, can put your conscious into a different reality of your choosing.
So, I googled it, okay?
Okay.
Reality shifting is when you move your subconscious while you're sleeping, shifting to a different reality consciously. A lot of shifters say listening to subliminals, meditating, and saying positive affirmation will also help raise your vibrations, which in turn helps you shift to your desired reality. So it's kind of...
Are they idiots? I don't... okay. I don't want to be the asshole that shatters dreams.
Mm.
But what they are doing is basically a dream. It's literally a dream. It's a lucid dream they are doing.
You think? I don't know what to think about it.
How? Okay. There are some points where I can say that's a dream, a controlled dream. And that is the part where they say when you sleep, you go to a different reality.
What?
You just read it.
Yeah.
It's when they sleep, they go to a different reality.
Hmm.
Yeah. And when you sleep, you have a chance, and if you're trained with it, you can more often control your dreams to have either a certain topic or completely control it.
But I don't know. It's too much for my small brain.
I don't believe you can put your subconscious, one, out of your body, two, into a different body, three...
Yeah, you can't do that, but you can change it.
What? Change it?
Like, you can... You can... Why would... Wait a minute. Why did you say to put it in another body?
Because you're because how I understand the reality shifting is from the video the odd ones out said you basically are putting your subconscious out of your body, leaving a clone or something behind. And that subconscious enters you from a different reality.
Huh?
And there's a great question. What happens to the consciousness, subconsciousness of your body of the other reality?
Okay, wait. I found an article. Can I read that?
Yes.
It's from the Conqueror.org. Okay.
Okay.
So, a new trend has came from TikTok. Reality shifting is what's new to the internet and has many people wanting to try it. Same as me. I want to try it, but I'm afraid of it. So, reality shifting is when you move your subconscious while you're sleeping, shifting to a different reality consciously. Sophomore Emily Ruiz said, I was really interested in shifting because it seemed really cool to experience a different reality other than mine. I first heard about it actually on YouTube and not TikTok. A popular reality to shift to at the moment is Hogwarts from the Harry Potter franchise. With reality shifting, people get to experience their childhood dreams of being a witch, wizard, and even flying on a broom. I have tried shifting to Hogwarts because being a witch there in my favorite movie or environment would seem super cool and fun, said Ruiz. So what I now understand, it still goes on, like there's a full article about that. But what now I understand, it's like, it's literally like lucid dreaming.
It's just lucid dreaming.
Yeah.
There is no parallel universe involved in this shit. There is nothing to say. They just... Okay. They are picking a place they already know. Because if someone who doesn't know anything about Harry Potter says, I want to go to Hogwarts, their brain will not be able to process anything that happens there or how it looks.
Yes.
So they can't go there. Neither in their lucid dreams nor in that quote-unquote reality shifting. So basically, a dream is naturally your brain trying to process stuff. So if you have a goal in mind and you're able to invoke a lucid dream, you can have that topic inside the dream. You can dream about it.
Yes.
So what they're doing is they are just rebranding lucid dreaming to make it sound cooler.
Yeah.
Because there is no evidence that their subconscious leaves their body and is in contact with a different reality. Which is also impossible, because if it were that easy with just meditation, then science would have already cracked the portal open. So I believe it's a total hoax. I think that the name reality shifting is just wishful thinking, and it's just a rebranding of lucid dreaming.
Yeah, it seems like that, yeah.
So that's my opinion on it, because I think it's a current trend.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know when it came out, but I have just heard about it.
Yeah, same.
So, okay.
So, what we do, like...
What do we do now?
Should we try it?
Should we try it? I'm already trying to get a lucid dream, but I...
Yeah, then...
I can't get
this,
it!
If this is, like, another example of lucid dreaming, then why don't you try this?
If it is
see what happens.
Easier to get it that way... then I will gladly try it, because I have been trying to get a lucid dream and I haven't. So, yeah, if it helps me get a lucid dream, then yes, I will try it. What do you think? Do you want to try it?
I want to try it, but I'm afraid of this one sound I have to listen to.
Sure. Why? How are you afraid of sound?
I don't know. I don't like this thing, these sounds. These in some specific frequencies and stuff like that, you know?
You're weird.
I am. Did you find out now?
No, I'm just reaffirming it.
So.
Yeah, I think that topic
so
was really
if
short.
If you no, we can we can build it wider, like, you know?
Okay. Yes.
If you do it, okay?
Yes.
Let's say it's really reality shifting.
Okay, hypothetical question. Yes. I am currently shitting on a trend on TikTok. Yes.
Yes. I said wait before we get cancelled, okay?
I don't think we will I
Oh
doubt
no.
we could be getting canceled because I disagree with a view on TikTok. Okay,
Yeah,
we're really
that's
getting
how
canceled.
that's how it
We're getting
works.
canceled.
You're getting canceled because you think not like the mass, okay?
True.
So let's say reality shifting is real. The question is, in which reality would you shift?
Apparently, not only Hogwarts is popular, but also anime.
Yeah, and no matter what, in which reality would you shift? Like, everything is open, everything you can imagine.
Good question. Probably a reality where I have the chance to not be weak as shit. Where I have a survival chance if I stand on my own. So basically a shonen. So,
But which anime?
which anime would I go
I
to?
actually would like to go in anime too.
Which one would you pick? I can't pick. I'm just gonna go
I
to my anime list and
know the
look
One
one what
Piece.
One Piece.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I
Ooh,
want that One Piece lifestyle.
One Piece is actually a good idea.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it past episode 400 or something.
Yeah.
But your survival chances are higher than you think because
Yeah.
one, okay, it's very rare, but there are devil fruits
Yes.
which normal people can just eat and they become like superhuman.
Yeah.
Except for really shitty abilities. Then there's Haki, you have a chance to learn that.
Yes.
And then there's the six abilities that they use. Oh, I'm getting spammed.
So,
Do you remember the six abilities like Moonwalk and Iron Armor and stuff? It's named Moonwalk. It's named Moonwalk.
yeah, but the first thing I was talking to him, Michael Jackson was not there.
Yes. You remember them, right? The
yeah.
giraffe boy with the air kicks. Where Luffy used second gear for the first time.
It was, what was them called?
They were the CP9. The group was called the CP9, but the abilities were called differently.
Do they get called like Rokushiki?
Rokushiki could be the name, yes.
The
I don't
six
know.
powers?
Yes, I think that's true. But, well, you have a lot of options. A normal person can technically learn in One Piece.
Yeah.
So you have a good survival chance.
Yeah.
Of course, you need the
Ah,
talent to learn
here.
them.
Kami-e.
Yes, the
Rangkyaku.
paper ship.
Was it the paper?
Kami was the
Kami-e
paper
is one of
touch
the
chips.
least used abilities from the techniques, although it is quite impressive nonetheless. It's allowed the user to dodge any incoming attack by making their body flexible and float like paper.
Yes.
Yes. And then there was this Rangkyaku.
Yes,
The was
explain what was it?
the also known as Tempest Kick. The
Oh, Tempest Kick,
the
yes.
giraffe did that. You know the episode?
Yeah.
This power specifically exists for making kicks a dangerous weapon against anyone.
Yes.
Yeah. And then 5 is Shigan. It's also called finger pistol. And it's great ability to use in close quarters combat as it tremendously increases the arm strength of the user and those gives them the ability to pierce the body of other with sheer words using just a finger.
Okay, you don't have to say the whole description, just say the name and which technique it is.
Yeah, I have to read it to say which technique. Gepo, moonwalk.
Gepo, moonwalk.
Yeah.
So, that's enough. You don't need to read the description. Just the Japanese name and the English name.
Okay. Tekai.
The armor.
Was it armor? Yeah, Tekai, it was armor.
Armor.
Yeah. And then Soru. Or known as Shave. Or something like that.
Yes.
CP9.
The flash step.
Yeah.
The Sumido.
All CP9 members use that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then Rokuogan. Rokuogan? How do you say it? Rokuogan? The secret technique.
A secret? What?
Okay. Yeah. Known to be a secret technique. Rokugan is the 7th power that only Rob Lucci can utilize.
Where he used like his two fists to like damage Ruffy, right?
It allows the user to concentrate all their physical strength in their fists and then release a powerful shockwave.
Yes, right, the shockwave thing. Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, you can learn that. So what would you... Like, what would be your... Like, what would you be doing in this new reality?
In One Piece?
Yeah. Yeah, you said One Piece, right?
Well, you said One Piece.
Yeah, and you said it's a good idea.
It's a good idea, but I didn't say that I want to.
Then choose one.
I have just seen Hunter Hunter. I'm going with Hunter Hunter.
Okay.
Learning Nen and shit.
I want to be a part of the Straw Hats.
You want to join the Straw Hats?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can die easily.
Die. You're the first one to die.
I mean, if Lysop didn't die, was it Lysop in English too?
Yes, Lysop was, I think, in English. Usopp in
Usopp.
Usopp.
If Usopp survived, I would survive too.
I doubt it.
Why?
Because you're definitely weaker than Usopp.
He's weak too.
But you're weaker.
Oh.
What would I be doing in Hunter x Hunter?
Chilling with the Ant Master.
I would chill with Meruem, but he would probably kill me first.
Yes. You should hang with him after the chess play. The chess game.
Yes, but that's a very short time for like 3 days. It was like, what was it? 3 days, 1 week, where he liked Komugi and he got nuked. And after the nuke, I don't want to be near him. He's poisonous.
Or you can go to Killua's family.
No.
And spend time with the sister.
With Aluka?
With the scary sister.
Alucard, you mean the wish granting one? Yes. I would, but
You
the
would.
problem is they wouldn't let me near her. I'm
Yeah.
not part of the family.
True. But if
The
you
fucking
if but
dog
if you
outside would
if,
kill
but
me.
if you can shift your reality, you can make you a part of the family.
True.
True. So you can be part of the family as Killua's older brother.
But then, no, I wouldn't be part of that family because that means tortured since childhood.
Perfect.
Bad idea. If I wanted to chill with Alucard, I would just wait until the end of the anime where
Spoiler alert.
Alucard. Didn't you watch it?
Yeah, but I watch it, but our listeners maybe not.
And we talked about the shit with Alucard and the wish granting and the torture from.
Oh.
You have to make a spoiler warning at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, damn it. Oh, live with
Because
it.
we also talked about the six powers from One Piece.
Oh.
My cat is an asshole. Fuck off!
Banjuk!
No, don't call him. Fuck off.
Banjuk!
Okay, he fucked off. He listened to me.
He didn't even hurt me. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I would just, maybe join the Phantom Troop. Be a criminal, kill bitches.
Or you can be friends with Hisoka.
Yes. Exactly. But under one condition, if I shift my reality, I will not be a little boy. Will definitely not let him watch my ass. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Hey, what you doing?
He's jumping around.
Why?
I don't know. And now he sits on my in front of my window.
No? Okay. So Hisoka? No.
Hisoka, no.
Okay.
I would just chill with Netero until he dies. Let him train me. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So, me and One Piece will probably. I want to be part of the Straw Hats. Like, even if I just clean the whole ship.
Yes.
Yeah, I just want to be a part of them. And travel with them and get in trouble with them and swear a lot.
Very much, really.
Especially against Luffy.
Ooh.
Or in the crew of Trafalgar Law.
You know what would be a bad idea?
Huh?
Number one, Attack on Titan.
Yes.
Yes. Number two, ReZero.
But
Keep
no,
in
oh
mind,
wait, wait, wait.
you don't come back to life. Well, if you have your conscious have the same abilities as Subaru, then okay, then
But
fine.
no, wait. If you live a normal life in ReZero, it's okay, but you don't have to, like, you can't be, you shouldn't be Subaru. Then it's painful.
I literally would prefer to be Subaru.
Why? What? Are you a psychopath?
Number one, yes. Number two, do you know how much shit I could start with the knowledge that I can just kill myself to reset? If I had a normal life where I have just one life, I would still be cautious. And with fucking murderers and fucking a million rabbits.
Okay.
Wouldn't go outside the city.
Boy, stop.
Boy. Do you know what would be a good anime to go in? Haikyuu.
That's so normal.
It's very normal, but very funny.
True. But I can't imagine you with them, you know?
I would probably be best friends with Tsukishima.
Tsukishima was?
Long blonde haired.
Tsuki.
Yes, Tsuki.
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
You know what would also be a good anime to go in? JoJo.
Akame ga Kill.
Akame ga Kill? That would be a bad one. A good one could be JoJo.
Why?
Why not? Because basically, if you do it right, any stand could be overpowered.
True.
And if you don't mess with the main cast, you're basically an immortal because no one can see it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what a good anime is, too?
What?
What was this? Assassination Classroom.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're basically safe.
Yes, and you get trained for free.
Yes, you get trained for free, you get an amazing teacher for free.
Or Boku no Hero?
That would be a little more dangerous, I would like to say, but it's a shonen where barely anyone dies, so yeah. I guess you're safe.
Yeah. Or, ooh, Darker Than Black?
I haven't seen that.
Boo you.
Yes, boo me. It's on my plan to watch list.
Dr. Stone!
No, please don't. I wouldn't survive that shit.
I would survive if I go to... What was his name?
Senku?
No, the bad guy.
Tsukasa?
Yeah.
He would survive, but on the, like... most basic shit they can make.
Yeah, like caveman style.
Yeah, and you can't hunt and you can't do anything.
But he's a caveman, so men hunt and women don't.
Man hunt, woman go search for plant.
Yeah, okay, I will probably poison myself.
Yes. an interesting then I would... one would be Bleach, right?
Bleach?
Bleach.
No?
Well, you're this technically...
It's an anime full of...
We have to die, bro, to get the powers.
Yes.
That would be funny, though.
Yeah. Ooh, I have one.
What?
An anime full of fan service.
Which one? Do you know how little that narrows it down?
Fairy tale. I want to be friends with Natsu and Gray.
Yes, if you want to be friends with Natsu and Gray, there's just one condition: don't own a house.
True. Okay, what animes would be cool too? Full Metal Alchemist?
Ooh, that would be nice.
Explain.
That would be nice on the condition that you are a alchemist.
And you have still all of your limbs and body.
Depending on if you made human transmutation or not.
Let's say no.
Nah. I wouldn't try human transmutation even if I could. I'm not stupid. Even if I didn't know about the repercussions, I wouldn't do it because I just don't deal with dead people.
Yeah, but they wanted their mother. Wouldn't you try anything to bring back your mother if you have nobody else?
No, because I accept the mortality of life.
But if you're an alchemist and you know there is a way, you would try it. I mean, I would try it to bring back my mother.
Would I try it? That's a good question.
Because you know there is a way. You don't know which way it is, though. You just know there is a way, and you just try the first thing you come up with.
You know what's funny?
Huh?
We were talking about the question, what would we do if we reality shifted, which means we have the knowledge of the anime we go to.
True.
Which means I wouldn't try it.
Which means I wouldn't try it either.
Yes. we forgot that part.
Yeah. Okay, there is one on Kakegurui. Just a gambling, you know that?
Oh, that gambling. No, I'm very bad at gambling.
Me too. So we will probably die.
I would probably become someone's pet or slave.
Hey, yes. Slave. Definitely. Kimetsu no Yaiba.
No, I don't want to live near demons.
But you're living in this world.
There are no demons.
Demons in human forms.
No, those are called assholes.
Oh. Okay. No, I would probably want to go to Kimetsu no Yaiba.
Okay. In my defense, I had the thought of having asthma in my mind. So
asthma?
Asthma, yes. I have asthma. I can't use breathing techniques. But if I just put my conscious there, then that wouldn't be there. So I can use breathing techniques. So I can survive. So yes. I would go there.
Oh, I have the perfect one for you.
Oh?
Konosubarashi.
Konosuba. Konosuba. Do you remember how often he died? What was his name? Azuma?
No.
He died, I think, two times more after he got there.
Okay.
Well, that's just because
but you will fit. You
took
will...
missions he couldn't handle.
Yeah, but you will fit perfect in that group, especially with the witch lady, the fire. Let's explode Megumin. The whole planet.
Megumin.
Yeah.
Megumin, best girl. Yes, I would gladly go to that group. And I would have probably a lot of fun with Kazuma. And yeah. I would be really good at talking shit to Aqua.
Ooh, would you? Sorry. In yes, new yes. Anime. Would you like being an anime like Seven Deadly Sins?
That would be very difficult to answer because if I'm someone Normal? No. If I'm someone like average Holy Knight level, no.
If you would be a sin representator,
That would be nice.
yeah, so you're
Because
the eighth sin.
I'm
Eighth
the
sin.
eighth sin. What sin would I be?
Dump.
Degeneracy.
What is degeneracy?
Generous. No, lust already exists. What would I be? What would I be?
Stupidity, 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 stupidity. What is it called?
What is the an antonym for morals, morality?
Morality?
Yes.
Yeah.
The opposite of morality.
Yeah. I don't know. Unmorality?
Unmorality, immorality, dismorality. Dismorality actually sounds kind of okay. But yes, that, because I would actually be a bad guy.
Did you say mo morality?
Yes, morality. Morals,
Morality.
like, what is the right thing to do?
T.
I'm not doing it.
What is the opposite of morality? Opposite of concerned with the principles of right and wrong behavior. Amoral, unprincipled, unvirtuous,
Immoral, immoral,
immoral. Ah,
immorality,
immoral.
immoral. Yes, moral.
So I was close, bitch.
The sin of immorality.
Yeah. So, that will be, yeah, that will be you.
Yes.
So,
Hey,
what's
oh.
with Naruto?
Again,
Would,
that's a little complicated
yeah, I would.
because I would not want to go to Naruto because if I go there in the beginning, I will either die early or survive to get to the fourth ninja war. And then die there. Because almost everyone died there.
I would like to be part of Akatsuki, even though it means I will die early.
Yes, you will die early.
Deidara.
I just want to chill with Deidara. Deidara seems cool.
I would just chill with Itachi.
Deidara can give a hand job and a blow job at the same time.
Oh my God.
Explicit again.
We have not one episode that is not explicit content. Oh.
I did this one on purpose.
Okay.
Okay,
One
a
Punch
very
Man.
good one. No.
No, why? What do you mean, no?
No. Because it's fucking dangerous as fuck, especially if you either are in the way or being protected by Saitama.
I would
Because of the
choose
fucking shockwave.
I will choose protected by Saitama. I actually love Saitama, so I would do
He
anything to be
he's
his
chill,
waifu.
yes. You would try to be his wife. Good luck with that.
Will cook for him. He loves to eat, right?
Yes.
Every protagonist loves eat.
Probably.
Oh,
Yeah, I think One Punch Man is actually pretty okay if you are protected by Saitama.
Yes.
If not, the mortality rate is pretty slim. How about Sword Art Online? It's an easy one. That's really easy because I'm already a gamer. I can level fast shit.
Okay, I'm dead. First level.
First level. I could
Actually,
survive in Sword Art Online like for 2 years
I
easy.
mean, I played so much Skyrim that I would at least come to level like 40 or 50.
You just have to know that you can't use mods and infinite money.
Fuck. Okay, let's
You
make it
have to
level
think
two.
about that.
Just level two.
Just level two. You reach level two before the game became a death game and then you die.
Yes.
You know what could also be a funny one?
Huh?
Read-O-Feeler.
I didn't watch that.
Yeah, I watched it and you shouldn't watch it.
Why?
That's the revenge rape porn anime.
Oh, you said that before. Yes.
Yes, a redo of healer. That's a no from me.
Yeah.
World is shit. The world is just shit.
Okay. Then I will not. Ooh,
In
Psyche K. Did you watch it?
I didn't
It's
watch it, but I know that
basically.
everything is normal except for the main character.
Yes, it's so normal. It will be so easy to live there. But you have to become with Psyche friends and make sure that he knows that you know everything about him.
Okay, but I
And then
don't
it
know
will be
everything
fun.
about
Then it will be
who.
fun.
What about that time I got reincarnated as a slime?
I didn't watch that. Do you really want to reincarnate it with as a slime?
No, that's the title of the show. But I would
Yeah, but
become friends with the slime. That would be very funny.
Oh. Ooh, Steins Gate. Steins
Haven't
Gate.
watched it, but basically the same, just with time travel. But I
Yeah.
don't understand it, so I probably can't use it.
Ooh, what about Tokyo Ghoul?
No, because either I'm a human and I get eaten, or I'm a ghoul and I get killed.
So that's the fun part.
Why is it a fun part?
Because you can choose from these two and have an adventure.
What kind of adventure would it be? Because,
Life of
you
death.
know, this is a death game. That's just Dark Souls IRL.
Or what about what is it called? The certain scientific
Rayman.
Raygun.
Raygun,
Yeah,
in the
Raygun
next
or
life.
Accelerator or the
Academy
Magical
City. Oh, that would be a
Index.
nice one.
Yeah, right?
Because I already know about Accelerator and I can become his friend because I'm not out to kill him.
Yes.
And if I have an ability, I know how to use shitty abilities good. I have good imagination.
Yes.
I can actually be useful.
So,
Log Horizon? Did you watch Log Horizon?
no. Can we just
It's
stay in one anime right now instead of going through all of our lists.
Okay, but like, okay.
Okay, okay.
So you wanna go to more detail, right?
Yes. Now choose from all that we had. Choose
yes.
one and explain why.
Probably either Sword Art Online or Lock Horizon, because they are the easiest.
Mm-hmm.
They are the easiest to live in and survive and like progress.
Mm-hmm.
Because one, in both series, you have a game system with levels, which basically mean if you're a high level and you fall off a cliff, you can survive it, which is cool as fuck.
Yes.
I know how to level. I know MMO playstyles and what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Both anime have great waifus.
Okay.
In both anime, you are basically immortal.
Yeah.
So in Sword Art Online, if we just take like the first part where the death game is, if you're a high enough level and you don't like try to progress further and stay like in the middle levels or lower levels, you can have a great life.
Yeah.
Without much like danger.
Yes.
And in Lock Horizon, it's even better, because even if you die, you just come back at the last spawn point.
True.
So those are the easiest. And at the same time, fun characters are there. In Sword Art Online, I would probably just chill with Klein. He's best character. He's easy best character.
Okay.
And I would try to get like one of Kirito's harem girls to let go of him. Because they're all degenerates to try and take a man out of his girlfriend's fingers.
Yeah. Okay. So Sword Art Online and
Lock Horizon, yes.
Lock Horizon. So
me... you stay with One Piece, right?
With One Piece, yeah. But the second one I would love to try would be a certain scientific railgun.
Oh, I completely forgot about that. We just talked about it and I forgot. We just talked about it and I forgot. I'll take that.
Over what?
I'll take that over
Lock Horizon?
I don't know, I can't choose. Lock Horizon is the better anime. But Sword Art Online has better waifus. What do I pick now?
Or you can just pick three. Then can.
Fine, I'll take three.
Okay. So for me, it's Raygun.
Yes.
And the third One Piece. Yeah. And first is One Piece. Second one is Raygun, and. Okay. I don't know, man. What did I say? I had one in mind. I forgot instantly.
Like, Psyche K?
Psyche K? No.
Science K?
No.
Attack on Titan.
Ah, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Ooh, Jujutsu Kaisen. You watched it?
I'm on it.
Ooh, okay. Pretty dangerous, I would say.
Yeah.
Not easy to learn like cursed techniques or something. So I wouldn't go there because the danger level is too high. And I don't want to deal with Sukuna.
No,
I want to stay away from
I can just be friends with her and then like be annoying as her with her, you know?
her. Him. You know, as much as I want to be friends with Sukuna, I don't think he would be friends with me.
You
So I
think?
don't want to be near him.
Why?
Because as much as I like him, he wouldn't like me. Not because he's like evil or something, just because he's a cool character and has like
Yeah.
cool humor and is a chill dude oftentimes.
Yes. So, no, we can wrap it up. We're at the end. So you would do reality shifting if it's Sword Art Online, Railgun, and what was it again?
Lock Horizon.
Lock Horizon.
Yes, Sword Art Online, Lock Horizon because of the easier level,
Yeah.
and Railgun because Accelerator is best boy.
Yeah. And I would do reality shifting be and when I do when I would do where I can't I can't speak.
Your English is gone. You would take One Piece, Railgun, and what was the last one?
Jujutsu
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Kaisen.
Let
Ooh,
me
but
guess. You want to go there because of who was him? His name? What was his
Reverse
name?
Kakashi.
Gojo. Yes, Reverse Kakashi. Good.
Reverse Kakashi.
Gojo, best man.
Yeah, best husbando.
Husbando, yes.
Yeah. So you wanna try now? Reality shifting?
I would try.
Yeah. What do we have
You
to
know,
lose, you know?
it would be really fun to say again that this was just a hypothetical question. We like extended for half an hour. If you don't want to miss anything, you can. If you want, follow us on social media. We have nearly anything. I don't think we have Snapchat or TikTok. I don't know.
We have TikTok, but we don't have content on it.
And never will.
Yeah.
Follow us on the podcast apps like Google Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, and shit. Don't follow us in real life. That's a given.
Yeah.
I have been Metsuko. She has been Saiko, the disaster child. I will not let that go. And we will hear each other. We will. Wait, no. You will hear us in the next episode of Brain Crumbs. See ya!
See you later, alligator.
Okay, that's cringe.
I know.